National Catholic Register, June 2000, and now we're not even talking about here, about Protestant world. Indonesian President Abdurrahim Wahid called for Christians and Muslims to recognize, tolerate, and respect the differences between Christianity and Islam at the 11th General Assembly of the Christian Conference of Asia on June 3rd. Now this, by the way, this man is Muslim calling for coming together between Muslims and Christians, but the next paragraph is what I want you to see. He's going to give us his basis for this call. The president cited the Second Vatican Council in urging all to practice interreligious tolerance. The council gave us ideas on how we should exercise in concrete ways mutual understanding and tolerance. This Muslim is being guided by Vatican II. Now, not the Quran. It's not the Quran. It is a Vatican document that is helping him make his decisions. Now, when the Pope visited the United States last time, his seventh pilgrimage, on one front page when he was visiting Denver, you've seen the Pope and Bill Clinton standing together, and under it had this caption. Now, Bill Clinton, the leader of the premier Protestant country in the world, and the caption said this, speaking of Bill Clinton, he says, he hoped, this is what Bill Clinton said to the Pope, he hoped the Pope would find in the seventh pilgrimage to the United States an America working harder to be what you've asked us to be. Protestant president saying to the Pope, I hope you find America doing what you want us to do. Great Controversy, 563. Romanism is now regarded by Protestants with far greater favor than in former years. She wrote that 120 years ago. It wasn't valid, really, for many, many years. But brothers and sisters, it is valid today. It is so valid, it's crying out. And it's crying out that the very punchline of the Great Controversy is about to take place. Rome's about to return to its former position of power. Are you reading the Great Controversy? Now, when the Congress of the United States began to speak as a dragon by passing the resolution condemning Bob Jones University for its belief as the Pope being the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, when that took place, the Interfaith Alliance Group in the United States, which is a group of Protestant churches, made this statement.